This is one of the most frightening things you're going to hear today, and that is Chuck Schumer suggesting that President Biden declare a national emergency over climate. Saying on Rachel Maddow's program that the president could do a whole host of things under a climate emergency by executive order, never involved the legislature. And he's comparing it to what President Trump did at the border. Big difference. Here it is. President Trump's focused on a specific region along Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, where we had a direct influx of people that were a threat to the country that were coming in unvetted. An emergency on climate would be completely unprecedented because it would be a national emergency declared on all 50 states, two of which aren't even connected to North America directly. I mean, to the lower 48, I should say, directly. This is the way that they're going to try to come after us and, in effect, almost declare martial law. I would say that this is better than 50-50 likely of happening. My next guest is going to weigh in. Gregory Wrightstone, geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, Virginia. Gregory, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on, Steve. There's unfortunately, I don't bring you much good news this morning. It's all bad and very bad, and I'm afraid, like you say, it's about to get even worse. Just in the first week. Now, doesn't this first week feel like a year?
Yes.
One bad thing after another, and a lot of it's revolving around climate change. He says that he wants all of his administration to focus their attention on climate change, whether it's transportation or finance or commerce, whatever it is. Everything's going to be revolving around climate change.
And so if they declare an emergency like that, across 50 states. First of all, I don't think it would stand up to scrutiny in court. I don't think, because if that happened, people like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, and others would say, absolutely not. We're not going to sit down and allow you to try to give edicts and directives and make demands from on high in Washington to the rest of us. So it will go to the courts. It'll be a battle. What do you think?
Well, it may well be. It turns out he doesn't even have to declare an emergency to do great damage in the United States. He's already made several executive orders that have been incredibly economically destructive to the United States. We can start with the XL pipeline. That's the most obvious. It was to be built $9 billion project to be built with to bring 830,000 barrels of oil a day south from Alberta, Canada, to Nebraska, and from there it would be distributed around mostly to the Gulf Coast. This is a loss of 11,000 to 13,000 high-paying union jobs with a stroke of a pen. They're all gone. What that also does, obviously it harms the U.S.-Canadian relationship, but once again it's putting us, this combined with some other things that he's been doing, are making us less energy independent. You may not be aware, Steve, but just last week, along with the inauguration, something other momentous happened, and that was that it was the first time since 1985 that the United States did not import one barrel of oil from Saudi Arabia. So here we are, working decades and decades, and under the leadership of Donald Trump, with free market philosophy and rolling back regulations, America's finally become nearly energy independent, and Joe Biden's actions are making us back at some point in the future to making us more reliant on those that don't wish us well in the Middle East. And it's a shame. That combined with his announcement that he was going to ban all new leasing and permits on federal properties and ban all fracking on federal properties. That's wrong.
So when they call him, let me just jump in here because you've covered so many topics, Greg. Job loss, Joe. It's destroying the energy sector. As you pointed out, I mean, I never would have thought when I looked at cars in long lines during the Arab oil embargo of 1973 and 74 and back in that time frame when I was a kid, that the United States would ever be energy independent. And yet here we are. Why? Because of the ingenuity and the ability to think through problems. Unlike anybody else in the world, America had a revolution, a renaissance in energy, and destroyed all those myths and made it possible for us to be energy independent. And yet here we are with job loss, Joe, trying to give it all back. I mean, Russia had a very good week because their oil's worth a lot. Canada is not going to just sit there idly. They're going to send that pipeline to British Columbia on the West Coast and ship all of that oil to China. So China had a good week. American workers got devastated. American energy independence got rocked. This is not good news.
Yeah, and Warren Buffett had a good week. He owns most of the railroads. They'll be moving and continue to move that oil by rail south. Now, railroads are pretty safe, but they're not entirely foolproof. Pipelines are the safest method of transportation of this oil. And so now that means you're right. They'll go west to British Columbia. There will be continued shipments of oil by rail. Again, Warren Buffett benefits from that. He's a big buddy with Joe Biden, and it's not good. But if we look at that, you know, what's this doing? How many thousands of our brave men and women, our sons and daughters and grandchildren, died fighting wars for oil in the past? We may be looking at that again in the future. It's not going to happen soon because right now we're awash in oil, thanks to fracking and horizontal
drilling. Sure, of course we are.
Sure. But this is, you got to look in the long range. This, I'd started saying this federal ban on leasing and drilling on federal lands, right off, 10% of our oil that's produced in the country is produced in the Gulf of Mexico, which is federal
right.
land.
Here's the other thing. For recently reliably blue states like New Mexico and Colorado, and recently turned blue state like Arizona, this is devastating because this takes away tens of millions of dollars for education, infrastructure, state budgets, because they get a play out of the resources that are taken off from federal lands within their state boundaries. This will destroy these states financially. But, of course, the federal government will be there to happy to spend money and put them on the leash, the federal government. Money leash, that is, won't they?
Yeah, it's primarily New Mexico. Most of the other states in the United States are drilling on private lands that won't be affected, but New Mexico is going to be just crushed on this. And the other thing, you can't make this stuff up. He's also pushing environmental justice. He says people of color are being disproportionately affected by drilling and oil operations. And then on the other hand, he says, oh, well, we're going to exempt the Native American lands from this ban on drilling. So what is it? And he's imposed.
But one more thing real quickly, because the reservations are saying, the tribes are saying, you can't do that. It's our ground and we'll do as we please, which might be a big boom for some of the reservations financially. 10 seconds for the last word, sir.
We need to use all of Earth's resources for the betterment of mankind and do it as good stewards. And my book, Inconvenient Facts, look at it, number one in three categories this morning.
Thank you very much.
3 years.
Greatly appreciate it. Gregory Wrightstone here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. Thank you, sir, as always. We'll be right back.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad